Oh, and Caledonia head coach Brad King joining us here as they get set to take on Maple River here this afternoon. Another great year for the Warriors this year at 18-2 coming into today's game. Another good season. The only blemish on the record, a team from Wisconsin, Onalaska got you, and then a really good Stuartville team knocking you off in a close one. But other than that, it's been a good season, hasn't it?
Yeah, very good season. Boys are playing really hard. It's a culmination of these guys have been playing since they're sophomores, so they've grown a lot and improved over the years. It's a fun season so far.
So the couple of losses here. Well, first of all, you guys do play a lot of teams in Wisconsin, and usually the teams you play over there are pretty good ones too, aren't they?
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have a really good connection with we're close, 30 minutes away from the La Crosse area, so we have a good relationship with Central and Onalaska and Holman, and we played West Salem last night, really good team. We're lucky to come away with a win or whatever, and Aquinas. So, 30 minutes away to be able to play schools that are very good at basketball. And then on top of their, bigger classes. And, it's really a challenge for us every year. And we're fortunate to get an opportunity to do that when it's only 30 minutes away.
Right. As far as your section over there, I'm assuming you guys will obviously be one of the favorites. Is there anybody in there that can challenge you guys this year?
Yeah, I think our conference or our section's always one of the best ones in the state. And we've got, I know Lake City has a really nice team. Cannon Falls has a nice team. Lewiston has a nice team. I know in the rankings, of course, they have Cannon Falls and Lake City's in the rankings, but I think Lewiston floats under the radar because of all the good teams in the conference, but they have a really nice team. I mean, there's an opportunity for at least one of those four, I think, to come out of our section.
All right, very good. And we're starting to get down there. You get a non-conference matchup against Maple River. This is a team that you're familiar with. You guys have played each other a few times over the years. And so I think you know each other a little bit. What do you know about Maple River? What are you expecting here today, Brad?
Yeah, I know it's a really good program. I know that, like most teams that we get in our non-conference, no one's just going to fold up for us. We're going to have to compete the whole game. We will definitely have to try to get our pace, I think, which is sometimes difficult for us to do, but I know the shot clock helps us at that aspect with that in the play now. So, again, I think we have to rebound. I think our whole thing is that we have to defensive rebound. If we defensive rebound well, I think we're a handful.
So you mentioned the shot clock. It sounds as though you're a fan of that coming in here in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I've never needed one in my life. I've never ever had anybody really hold the ball ever. I just think basketball is so fun to play fast and free, and it's so fun to watch when it's played that way. And, that's our – we're fortunate that when we go play some good Iowa teams, they have the shot clock, but – when we do go to Wisconsin, they don't have the shot clock, and sometimes you can get games that, are just a grind, and, I get it. The other team's got to do what they got to do to try to win, so I understand it, but, man, I'm even to shorten that shot clock down to 24 if it was up to me.
Yep, so if the pace is fast, that's fine with you.
Absolutely. I think that's when we're at our best.
Okay, what do you know, or what are you expecting as far as Maple River offensively and trying to defend you guys? Then
I haven't got a chance to watch anything on them besides some highlights and stuff. Again, I think teams have thrown multiple looks at us over the course of the game, whether it's zone, whether it's man. Some people have done some unique things against us. So I don't know. I think we're prepared for whatever they do. I don't really have a idea what they're going to do. We're just fortunate that we've had everything thrown at us in our first 20 games. So hopefully we'll be prepared.
All right. Your personnel is very experienced now. You mentioned that these guys that are seniors have been playing some varsity since they were sophomores. So they are they're a pretty good group, and you hit the ground running, I'm sure, at the beginning of the year this year with that experience, right?
Yeah. We were a little – we lost our point guard, who was a senior, to a knee injury in soccer, done for the year. We lost another kid that tore his another senior that now is coming off the bench. Last night was kind of, or 2 nights ago was his first game kind of back after he tore his UCL in football. So, we're getting him back into the fold, which is nice to give us a little more depth. But yeah, otherwise it's a fun group because, like you said, three of them have been starting since they're a sophomore. So there's nothing I can't throw at them that they don't understand. And, like I said, the amount of time it takes to put something together is really short compared to if you're working with younger guys or inexperienced guys.
All right, final keys today here. What do you got to get done to protect the home court against Maple River?
We got to defensive rebound. When we defensive rebound, we're a really good team. We've got size to do it. We have the ability to do it. We just got to put our mind to it and do it. And then on the defensive front, it's keep that ball out of the paint area, which our guards do a pretty good job of it. And I think those are the keys. I think offensively we can control things that way, but defensively we got to control Maple River.
All right, there you go, folks. That's Brad King, Caledonia head coach, on our pregame. We'll take a break. Back with more coming up in a moment.
At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
The Maple River Basketball Association wishes the Eagles good luck in today's game. They support Maple River basketball in grades K through 12 with fundraisers to help athletes compete at the highest level. Money raised is used to fund youth camps and tournaments, uniforms for all levels, practice gear, summer league basketball, and more. And you can help by supporting these fundraisers, including the golf tournament held every June. Contact Eric Ward to find out more or to become involved with the Maple River Basketball Association. And we are back on our pregame show here as the Maple River Eagles getting set to take on Caledonia here this afternoon. And Maple River head coach Chad Osterman joining us here. The Eagles coming off a win against Sibley East on Thursday. It's been quite the road trips here this past week. And here we are out in Caledonia today. Chad, you were at ESCO last Saturday, way up by Duluth and TCU, and then Sibley East on Thursday. So you'll get back home Tuesday, but it's been a pretty good road trip here, hasn't it, the last week?
Yeah, we've kind of been all over the place. Central Minnesota, northern Minnesota, now down to southeast Minnesota. So that sometimes is a lot of fun for the kids. They get to see basketball from all areas of the state. So it's kind of nice. Like I said, we've played Jordan, who's in Section 5, a top team there, St. Cloud Cathedral in Section 6, played them, and then we had ESCO, of course, up in Section 7, and now Caledonia in Section 1. And here in a few weeks we'll play Jackson out of Section 3 and all kind of favorites in their section. So a very difficult schedule. We're excited about it, excited about the challenge today, and to see if we can hang with one of the best teams in the state.
All right. Sibley East was the last game Thursday. You held on to win that one 62-55. How did you feel about your play in that one going in to today's game here?
Well, I thought we played okay, shot the ball well in the first half against their zone, kind of shot them out of it, and then extended that lead to 15. Wasn't really happy with the last 10 minutes and how we executed and kind of finished the game. But I guess a credit to our kids for making enough free throws and enough plays to keep arm's length away from Sibley East and get a road win in the conference.
All right, it's Caledonia today. We know the storied sports history of Caledonia. They're just good in everything. Their football program has been tremendous for many, many years, and basketball, too. I think both their boys and girls are only have a couple of losses. It's just incredible, the sports machine that they have at Caledonia, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of great athletes have come through there, a lot of great players, great coaching, obviously, it takes, and a community that, you know, regards high school sports very highly. So all of that factors into having good programs, especially year over year. We're excited to be able to, you know, have them allow us to play them. So it's kind of fun to see that happen and be able to show our kids the kind of program they are and kind of the program we want to strive to be, of course.
Right, and Caledonia is having another good year. They're ranked third in AA, 18-2 coming into today's game. I'm sure you've taken a look at them. What's the big challenges? What do you know about them? What are we going to see here today, Chad?
Well, when you play a great team like Caledonia, and just speaking of their record, they only have actually one Minnesota loss. They play a lot of really good teams from Wisconsin and Iowa. They lost to one other team out of state, and then they lost their only other losses to Stuartville, who's been in the top 10 in AAA, got them a little earlier in the season. You know, one of the things about great teams like this is you kind of got to pick your poison. They're good in a lot of different areas, so sometimes you got to give up something to take something else away, and just hope that that's enough to keep you in the game and give you a chance. They're very veteran. They start four seniors. And again, we played them a couple years ago. All four of those seniors played when they were sophomores at our place, so we're familiar with their personnel. They're long, athletic. They have a guard that can really score the ball. You know, very physical team. They got one of their 6'4 kids. They're 6'6, 6'6, and 6'4 across the front line. Their 6'4 kid is obviously a major college Division I football player going to the University of Minnesota. So he's obviously very athletic. The other two kids are maybe a little bit more skilled with the basketball, but also athletic. So that's their front line. And like I said, they got a really good senior guard that leads them in scoring. So, yeah, we're going to have our hands full. They can do a lot of different things. We got to just be able to contain some of that stuff and then take away some other stuff if we can.
All right. So that brings us to the final thoughts and kind of what you said. What do we take away or what do we give up to try to hang with them here today?
Well, I think we got to, number one is we got to not have any live ball type turnovers that lead to fast breaks. They can get down the floor fast. They can finish fast breaks, and they're finishing it at above the rim. They're not finishing it below the rim. So that's going to be number one. We got to be able to rebound with them. Obviously, I indicated the size of their front line. We got to be able to get some rebounds and limit them to one shot. And then offensively, in addition to not, you know, turning it over, we got to be able to get good shots. They're physical, like I said. They're going to bump us off our cuts. They're going to bump our screens. They're going to switch some screens. And we got to just know and understand how we want to execute against that. And if we get good shots, we can make them. It's just a matter of being able to get them.
All right, there you go, folks. That is Chad Osterman, Maple River head coach, on our pregame. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment. If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder.
Get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
Ready to go here from Caledonia. You've heard the coaches, and the tip is about ready to go. Girls game, Caledonia won 80-37 over Maple River. Their girls team is awfully good as well. And here we go. Opening tap controlled by the Warriors. And here the Caledonia Warriors go to work against Maple River here today. The starters for Caledonia, they have the King brothers here. Grant King, there was a shot left side. No good on the first shot by Caledonia. Ball knocked away in the backcourt. So Grant King, 6'2", freshman, and Garrett Coons, 6'6", senior. And then they have Reed Klug, 6'6", senior, and Ethan Stendel, 6'4", senior. And then Mason King is the senior, 5'11". And the Eagles turned it over, lost it on the sideline on after the missed shot. So Caledonia has it back again. Here's a three-point shot left wing. No good by Reed Klug. Tip no good. And finally cleared out of there by Burr for Maple River. The Eagles with their usual starters here tonight. Wyatt Burr, 6'7", senior. Zach Trio, 6-foot junior. Tyler Hines, 5'10", sophomore. Avery Bergman, the 6-foot sophomore. And Cole Davis, the 6'1", sophomore. The starters for Maple River. Their first possession, no score yet, almost a minute into it. Trio drives the baseline, cut off there by Mason King, back to Hines, underneath to Burr, and he gets the bucket and a foul. Wyatt Burr right out in front on a nice feed underneath there by Tyler Hines, and Burr gets the bucket and is fouled on the play, and a chance for a three-point play. And are they not putting the fouls up on the board? Because I did not see who got it, but Wyatt Burr picks up the free throw. I guess they're not. That's going to be trouble for me here today. They aren't using the scoring or not even the fouls here. So 3 points for Wyatt Burr. And a drive into the lane. Missed shot, but the tip is good. Reed Klug got his own tip in there for the bucket. And it's a 3-2 Maple River lead. 16:38 left to go here in the first half. We're just underway from Caledonia. Trapped in the corner is Trio. He gets it out of there. Now they pass it back to him. Now on top, around to the right wing. Cole Davis open for a three, but he missed it that time. And the rebound off for Caledonia. And here come the Warriors quickly into the front court. Mason King around to the right wing now for Coons. Coons on the elbow right side, kicks it out around to the corner left side to Grant King. Now Mason on the right wing. Mason King pulls back out. Now he penetrates the lane, little lob pass, but the shot no good by Klug, and Maple River clears it out. Little alley-oop lob to Klug, who is cutting in on the baseline. And they didn't get the shot, though. Underneath to Burr now for the Eagles, and he lays another one in. Wyatt Burr with 5 points, going hard to the bucket against Mason King there, and he got him 5-2 now. Here's a three-pointer, long three, and it's good from the left wing by Garrett Coons. And Coons ties it up at 5. 15-25 left to go first half. It's a 5-5 tie on the Tailwind Group's scoreboard here from Caledonia, and a foul out on the perimeter. And I'll tell you what, I'm just not going to be able to keep track of fouls here because I'm in the corner and the referees are giving the signal to the scorer's table way across from me, and they don't put anything up on the board here, so it's going to be a challenge, folks. I can tell you that Caledonia has two team fouls. That's all I know right now. Eagles inbound, and Bergman tries a three, but it's blocked from the left wing. I've never seen that before, really, anywhere, I don't think, where they don't put the fouls up on the board, but they don't do it here. And so Caledonia blocked that shot, and it went off of Bergman. And so it's going to belong to Caledonia. Actually, there was a foul on Maple River after the blocked shot. So they have their first team foul. Caledonia ball now on the right side. Grant King back out on top. Here's Stendel. And they go underneath. Now out in front. Little scoop shot in front there by Coons. Doesn't go. And Maple River gets the rebound again. And backcourt pressure after the missed shot here. I tell you, Caledonia sticks it right to you. And now a timeout has been called with 14:36 to go here in the first half. We're all tied at 5 on the Tailwind Group scoreboard. Back in a minute.
The attorneys at Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction, contact Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
If you're looking to update your kitchen or bathroom, KS Designs of Mapleton is here to help. Kyle Seberg and John Frana can create the perfect custom design for you. They're available to measure projects or meet at the showroom anytime, including evenings and weekends. The KS Designs showroom has several displays of cabinetry for kitchens and baths, plus vanities, countertops, and more. Take home samples and see how your project will look with computer-generated drawings. Call 507-317-5714 for an appointment today with KS Designs of Mapleton.
And the Eagles inbound, a pass right side, stolen away by Mason King, and he feeds Grant for the bucket. And on the turnover, the Warriors convert. And now a three-pointer by Davis at the other end is no good. Warriors on the rebound, and a three-pointer no good at the other end by Mason King. And it went out of bounds underneath off of Maple River, it looks like. So it's going to belong to the Warriors underneath their own basket. Inbounded to Klug. He is working in front. Shot up good, and he draws the foul. And Reed Klug will go to the free throw line now to try to complete the three-point play. I believe they got Avery Bergman on that one. That's the second team foul on Maple River. And Klug now will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. So you have Grant King and Mason King. They are Coach Brad King's nephews. Owen and Eli were Brad's kids that played here a few years back. Eli is currently playing for the University of North Dakota. In fact, they just beat South Dakota State a little bit ago, and he scored 24 in that game. And then you have Reed Klug, who is also part of the King clan. That's the sister's kid. So she was a King before she married into the Klug family. So he is also part of that. The Kings provide plenty of athletes here for Caledonia. Maple River working the ball inside. Another blocked shot in there. And it went out of bounds off of Maple River. So Caledonia has it back again, and they lead it 10-5 now. Here's a three-point shot. Good again. Right wing by Garrett Coons. Six for Coons, and it's getting away from Maple River a little bit here now. 13-5 the score. Eagles into the front court. Burr goes to the bucket, trying a tough left-handed flip up to the basket. Not even close. Rebound to the Warriors on the fast break. Trailer, three-point shot, no good. Tip, stuck. Ball got stuck between the rim. Mason King took the three. The tip got stuck between the rim and the backboard, and that'll be long to Maple River. And some substitutions here. Coming in now is Zeke Gengler, 5'10 sophomore. And for Maple River, Carson Urban, the 5'8 senior, checks in. And here we go, Maple River ball in the backcourt. And Caledonia on a bit of a run. Here's Davis for three, and he hits it from the right wing. And if Cole can get hot, that would go a long way to try to keep Maple River in this game. Here's a drive and a shot. Good by Mason King on the left side in his first two of the game. And it is a 15-8 lead now for the Warriors. Ball knocked loose at half court. Scramble on the floor. Maple River comes up with it. Trio over to Davis right side. Davis now to Hines. Hines dribbling left side. They get out and double team him on the corner. Off to Burr now, and he goes to the bucket and is fouled. And Wyatt. Well, these guys are very aggressive on the perimeter defense. You get in a corner, you can expect a couple of guys on you right away. Was not a shooting foul for Burr there, so they'll inbound from underneath. And Hines will put it in play. Lobbed out on top to Urban. Urban lost the ball. Stolen away by Klug. And now it comes loose on the other end. But the Warriors get it. Another three-point try. No good. But the putback is good. Garrett Coons took the three. Missed it. And on the follow is Reed Klug again. And now he's going to get a chance at a three-point play on the third Maple River foul. And some substitutions coming in now is Augie Yonke for Maple River. He's just now recently been playing more, 6'5 freshman. And the free throw good by Klug. So a traditional three-point play there. He's got 7, 18-8. Caledonia up by 10. And Maple River has the ball into Yonke. He lost the handle on it. Fourth turnover on the Eagles. Warriors trying to convert again. Another three-point try. Good again from the right wing. That's Ben Stemper hitting the three this time. And now Maple River's going to need a timeout. 11:44 left to go in the first half. And Caledonia leads it 21-8. Back in a minute.
Don't let your engine slow you down. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they have the Senex Premium Lubricants you need to keep your operation running smoothly. Looking for storage solutions? They've got that too. With diverse bulk storage offerings, they can find something tailored for your needs. Plus, they'll deliver lubricants straight to your door. Don't miss the oil and grease sale now through February 28th. Save big on all oil, grease products, and bulk oil storage. Stop by one of the New Way K&H Cooperative locations today or visit them online at newway-knh.com.
At the Soda Group True Real Estate, we're committed to providing our clients with the best possible experience in any real estate transaction. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, see me, team leader Tara Garbus, or any of the Soda Group, including Amy, Kaylee, Jen, Megan, and Kaylee. If you have any questions about your real estate needs, call 507-327-6370 to make an appointment or check out any of our Facebook pages. The Soda Group True Real Estate, your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
Maple River inbounds after the timeout, and Burr trying to pass one down to the low block to Augie Yonke, and that goes through his hands out of bounds for the fifth Maple River turnover, and now they're really setting Caledonia up for points here with the turnovers. There's a three-point try left wing, no good by Reed Klug, and the rebound off for Maple River. Hines across the line, underneath all alone, and Yonke gets the layup on a nice feed. Kind of a no-look pass there by Tyler Hines, and Yonke gets the layup. 21-10 now on the Tailwind Group scoreboard. Down underneath they go. Grant King, spin move underneath, and he gets it. 4 points now for Grant, 23-10. And the Eagles into the front court. Left side, Urban. Carson Urban in the game. Pass back to the top. Stolen away again. And Grant King takes that, or Mason King takes that one in for the layup. Four for Mason now, 25-10. The Warriors out in front, 10:30 left to go here in the first half. Maple River ball, and a bounce pass in, and not a very good one, but Wyatt Burr somehow corralled that one, and he picked it up and lays it in. Seven for Burr now. Warrior ball on top. Mason King on the drive, trying to roll one up on a finger roll there that rolls off the rim, no good. Fast break the other way ahead,
and stolen away by the Warriors. Beautifully by Grant King. He gets it to Mason at the other end for another layup. And the sixth turnover on Maple River results in another bucket for Caledonia. 27-12 now. 9:50 left to go in the first half on the Tailwind Group scoreboard. And the Eagles have it. Trapped in the corner is the little guy, Carson Urban. Now the ball loose on the floor and stolen away by the Warriors again. Pass ahead to the right side for Mason King. Popping out right side now, Ben Stemper. Reversed around to the left wing. And a little jump step into the lane and a fadeaway shot there by Ethan Stendel. No good. And on the rebound, it is a foul on Maple River, on Yankee, I believe. That'll be the fourth on the Eagles. Trios back into the game. Garrett Coons coming back in for Caledonia. Warriors inbound from underneath. Lobbed out on top for Klug. Klug goes to the right side for Coons. Mason King now driving up the right side of the lane. His shot off the glass, no good. And a put back by Reed Klug again. They got to get him off the boards. Klug has had several putbacks here this afternoon already. He's got 9 points. Eagles cross the line. Davis on a runner after the pass almost picked off, but it comes off the board, no good. And the rebound to the Warriors to the right side. Three-point shot good by Mason King, and a whistle on the shot. Let's see what we got going here. Basket is good. Mason King hits the three. 9 points for him. And the Warriors are going to get the ball because there was a foul on Maple River. And the inbound right underneath. Another foul as Grant King goes up with it, and he's going to get a couple of free throws. That is the sixth Eagle team foul. And here's Grant King to the line now to shoot two. And first free throw, in and out, no good. 32-12. Caledonia with the lead, 8:37 to go here in the first half on the Tailwind Group scoreboard. And this one getting away from the Eagles. Too many turnovers, seven of them here, and a bunch in the last few possessions here. King makes the second free throw. 5 points now for Grant King. Eagles, left side, Bergman has it. This defense is very aggressive here for the Warriors. And now a drive in the lane, and it's tipped away again. Another steal. Racing to the other end is Zeke Gengler, who's in there. He missed the shot, though, and the rebound to the Eagles. But trouble at half court. Stolen away ahead to Grant King, and he lays it in. That's seven for him now. And the eighth turnover on Maple River. And way too many mistakes here by Maple River in their last several possessions. Another drive into the lane. And Tyler Hines quickly double-teamed and lost the handle on it. It goes out of bounds. And the ninth turnover on Maple River. I don't think Caledonia has a turnover here yet. Grant King into the front court. Out on the left side for Coons. He'll drive up the left side of the lane. His left-handed shot, no good. Kind of a spin move to the bucket there, but he couldn't get it down. Rebound to the Eagles. Boy, I tell you what, as soon as you start to think about picking up your dribble, you get double-teamed immediately. This time, Trio got out of it, and he got it to Yankee underneath for a layup. You figure if you got two guys on you, somebody's got to be open, but it's hard to find them when they're hawking you like these guys do. And there's a nice drive up the left side of the lane. Left-handed layup good by Mason King. 11 points for him on the afternoon. 37-14, Caledonia leads. Bergman has it on top for Maple River. Off to Hines now. Hines, left side. Bergman open for a three. Can't get it, though. And the rebound comes off for the Warriors. Quickly they come up. Pass right side. Long three is good by Mason King. And another timeout. 6:36 left to go here in the first half. And Caledonia leading Maple River 40-14 on the Tailwind Group scoreboard. And we're back in a minute.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed Brand's top-performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise to all of them. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, Delavan, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed Brand.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Wyatt Burr, after the inbounds, driving right out in front in the middle of the lane, gets the shot off no good, but is fouled on the play. The fourth team foul on Caledonia, so here's Wyatt to the line to shoot two for Maple River. First free throw on the way, good. 8 points now for Wyatt here on the afternoon. 6:27 remains here in the first half, and Caledonia's everything that you've heard they are. 40-15, they have the lead. Second free throw, good. And Burr has 9 points now. And here comes the Warriors. Uh-oh. Wide open lane up the left side of the lane. Mason King missed it, though. Kicked back out on an offensive board. Two, and that was Grant King. Mason tries the three, no good. Eagles on the rebound. Bergman driving to the baseline, has his shot blocked over there, and here come the Warriors back again. On top. Top of the key, driving is Coons. Coons out right side. Now to the corner, left side for Grant King. He'll drive up on the baseline, rims one out. These guys crash the boards like nobody's business, too. He got his own rebound, kicks it out to brother Mason King. His three is no good. And the rebound off for Maple River. Eagles will bring it up. And the ball tipped at half court. Another steal. Two-on-one break. And the layup good at the other end by Mason King on the 10th Maple River turnover. And it's 42-16. Maple River across the line. On top. Here's Burr driving to the bucket again. And we have a foul out on the perimeter. I believe it was Stendel that got him. So that'll be team foul number 5 on Caledonia. And not a shooting foul, though. So the Eagles will inbound from underneath. Lobbed out on top. Burr over to the corner. Davis, three-point shot left side. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Maple River. And it'll belong to Caledonia. Inbounded to Reed Klug. Boy, some size here, too. These guards are very long. That's Klug. Nice move. Got underneath and kind of did a little spin move under the basket and off the glass and in. 11 now for Klug. 44-16 the score on the Tailwind Group scoreboard as Maple River with the ball left side. And another steal there. Trying to get an entry pass into the lane was Zach Trio. And the steal shot at the other end. No good. I think that was Coons that took that one. And the Warriors had the rebound, but then lost it. And now, underneath, Another steal by the Warriors. Fast break the other way, and the layup is good by Garrett Coons. 8 points for him. That's a dozen turnovers on Maple River now. Eagles with the ball into the front court. And here's a runner by Davis. No good from the right baseline. Rebound Warriors, and here they come on the break again. They waste no time. Long three way out there by Mason King is good again. Oh, my goodness. That one was well beyond the arc. That's, what has he got, 19 now? And now, ball knocked away on the far side by the Warriors. Off of Caledonia, though, so Maple River will inbound on the far sideline. 49-16. Caledonia with the lead. 3:39 left to go in this first half. Inbounded to Trio. Trio drives into the lane and his shot blocked. It went off of Caledonia underneath and will belong to the Eagles. They'll inbound under their own basket. .19 points as it is for Mason King here. He's been hitting some threes from way out there. Now Davis on the inbounds. Hits a three from the left wing. That's his second three of the day. 6 points for him. 49-19. And the Warriors with the ball. Left side, Gengler. Back out on top for Ben Stemper. Right side, Gengler takes a shot from over there. That's off no good. Rebound off for Maple River. Davis with it. Inside to Burr, and a reach foul there on Zeke Gengler. And that is six now on the Warriors. Or seven. Okay, I was wondering, because that wasn't a shooting foul. This, I think, will be a 1-1 for Wyatt Burr. That was the seventh team foul on Caledonia. So it is a 1-1. Front end is good, and so Burr will get the bonus. 10 points for Wyatt here in the first half, but other than Davis's couple of threes, that's mostly it for the scoring here for Maple River. Augie Yonke has a couple buckets off the bench. Burr hits the second free throw, so he makes both of them. 49-21 now. 3 minutes left to go here in the first half on the Tailwind Group scoreboard. Right side, Gengler has it stolen away by Bergman. And just the second turnover of the game for the Warriors. Off to Trio. Trio driving over to Davis. Three-point shot. In and out, no good. Rebound, though, grabbed by Bergman. Back out to Burr. Burr driving. Dishes off underneath to Augie Yonke, and he is fouled. We'll get a couple of shots. So Augie Yonke going to the free throw line. He's got a couple of baskets off the bench here for Maple River today. And first free throw on the way is good. 5 points now for Yonke. 2:35 left here in the first half, 49-22. Second free throw, good. Yonke hits them both. 49-23. Warriors quickly up. They don't waste time even after made baskets, and they find an open man underneath. It's Noah Trepto, who checked in here a little bit ago. They just don't stop bringing him. Trepto is a 6'6 senior, and he has barely played here. He just came in a little bit ago. Eagles have the ball. Here's a drive by Burr to the bucket again, and he gets the lay-in. Boy, that was a tough bucket against two defenders, but he got it. And a dozen now for Wyatt Burr. Warriors with the ball. Here's a drive into the lane. Turnaround shot comes off no good by Ben Stemper. The tip follow, no good. And the rebound finally grabbed by Burr for Maple River. And here come the Eagles into the front court. Burr right side for Davis. Davis left side, Bergman. He shoots for a three from the top. That's off, no good. And the rebound to the Warriors. Quickly into the front court. Mason King on a runner. Off the glass. Won't go. And on the rebound, I think it's tied up. Yep, they're going to call a jump ball on that one. And the arrow goes to Maple River, I think. Some substitutions made during the quick break here. 1:25 left to go, first half. Eagles inbound, trailing 51-25 to Caledonia here on the Tailwind Group scoreboard. And another steal on an ill-advised pass across the lane. And now a whistle and a charging foul the other way. So basically the two teams exchanging turnovers. And Maple River will get it back. Charging foul. And I'm not sure who is dribbling there, but Zach Trio got ran over underneath. So the Eagles inbound. Here's that backcourt pressure and another steal and a layup underneath. I believe that was Mason King again. And the Eagles inbound to the full court pressure again. Ball gets away, rolls out of bounds, but off of Caledonia. And so the Caledonia offense is one thing, but man, oh man, is their defense something else? Wow. They make you work. And there's another steal at half court on another pass ahead. Kicked out for a three. Good by Mason King from the left wing, and he never misses when he's left wide open. The steal was by Reed Klug, and he got it to King for the three-point shot. Maple River getting ahead to the front court and a whistle and another foul on the Warriors. And Wyatt Burr is going to go to the line for another 1-1 here. Well, wait a minute. That was the 10th team foul, so we'll get two shots here. 56-25 on the Tailwind Group scoreboard. Caledonia in command. They lead with 41 seconds to go here in the first half. So here's Burr at the line. And the first free throw, good by Burr. .14 for Wyatt here in the first half, but he's had done the bulk of the scoring here for the Eagles. And the second free throw on the way, in and out, no good. Klug is there for the rebound. Left side. Here at Coons. They have so many guys that can shoot the threes, too. Well, they left Mason King open again. Oh, he missed that one. And the rebound to Maple River. King had a good look at a three from the right wing there, but couldn't get that one. And the Eagles have it. 17 seconds. Just trying to get it into the front court. Long pass ahead. Knocked away, but Burr comes up with it. Out to Davis for a three. It's short, no good. Rebound off for the Warriors. Klug dumps it underneath, and the layup, a thing of beauty on the transition there to Ben Stemper. And a 58-26 lead for the Caledonia Warriors over Maple River on the Tailwind Group scoreboard at the half. Our halftime report coming up. Stay tuned.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Maggie J's, a premier restaurant and bar that offers a casual dining experience for people of all ages. Maggie J's offers breakfast and has daily lunch specials with dinner available on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Maggie J's specializes in homemade batters, sauces, and great service. They have a full menu containing a variety of American food choices. Not hungry? No problem. Maggie J's has a full-service bar. You'll find Maggie J's on Main Street in downtown Mapleton, and make sure and check their Facebook page for their daily specials.
Hi, this is Melissa, the flooring expert at Nordis American Homes. We have the flooring solution for your home and family. We carry all design styles for several flooring collections. Carpet, ceramic tile, hardwood, luxury vinyl plank, tile. Don't forget several in-stock options. Professional installation through independent contractors also available. Visit our flooring store, Nordis American Homes, Highway 22, Minnesota Lake, NordisHomes.com. Follow us on Facebook, Pinterest, and Instagram.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Bash CRT Insurance Agency is proud to support Maple River activities and their students. They provide insurance services for the Maple River area and beyond, including auto, home, life, health, and specializing in crop insurance and farm property coverage. Call Jeff, Derek, or Nathan Moore to compare your existing coverage today. Bash CRT Insurance Agency, with offices located in Amboy and Mapleton.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. State Line Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with State Line Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Back here in Caledonia, halftime, and boy, the Warriors putting on a clinic here. They lead it 58-26, and it's time for our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. And you can see Lee for all your insurance needs. Well, not only can they put the points up, obviously, 58 first-half points by Caledonia, but their defense is something to reckon with here as well. We'll take a quick break and check the numbers from the first half after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right place. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Well, scoring in the first half, Mason King, 24 in the first half to lead Caledonia. 11 for Reed Klug, Garrett Coons with 8, and Grant King with 7. Ben Stemper with 5 off the bench, and Noah Trepto with 2 for Caledonia. They were 24 of 49 from the floor in the first half. So what is that? That's 49% or so. 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Maple River with 14 points from Wyatt Burr, 6 for Cole Davis, and 6 for Augie Yonke. They were 8 of 20 for 40% from the floor, 8 of 9 from the line. But the big one there, they had 14 turnovers, and Caledonia only had 3. It's all Caledonia, 58-26 the score. That's your Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. Back with more at the half in a moment.
Kilty's Market in Mapleton is your full-service grocery store, including carry-out service. Check out the meat department featuring certified Angus brand beef and Hormel brand pork. Plus, Kilty's Market is known for their delicious recipe smokehouse products with several flavors of cooked brats, Polish sausage, beef sticks, and much more. Whether it's snacks like pizza or chips or fresh produce, you'll find it at Kilty's. They even have a large selection of greeting cards, and they keep adding new items every day. If they don't have it, just ask and they'll get it. That's Kilty's Market in Mapleton.
Co-
Caduce Tire of Mapleton provides quality tires and service. They have light truck, semi, and agricultural tires and service on the farm. Caduce Tire is a proud supporter of the Maple River Schools, its students, academics, and athletics, and would like to say good luck to the Maple River Eagles. TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton.
At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Back here in Caledonia, and coming up next week, another busy week for us. Monday, girls basketball. We've got the Maple River girls on the air as they are at Blue Earth Area, so we'll have that one for you Monday night. Tuesday, more girls basketball as Blue Earth Area goes to Martin County West. Thursday, we've got two games for you, three actually. We have girl-boy doubleheader as Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons will be at USC. That'll be right here on 98.1 FM on Thursday. And then boys basketball, Blue Earth Area is at Martin County West over on AM 1560. And then to round it out, Friday, more Maple River boys action as they travel to Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial on Friday night. So that's our lineup next week. We're getting close to the second half. We'll have it for you here from Caledonia coming up after this timeout.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
The Maple River Basketball Association wishes the Eagles good luck in today's game. They support Maple River Basketball in grades K through 12 with fundraisers to help athletes compete at the highest level. Money raised is used to fund youth camps and tournaments, uniforms for all levels, practice gear, summer league basketball, and more. And you can help by supporting these fundraisers, including the golf tournament held every June. Contact Eric Ward to find out more or to become involved with the Maple River Basketball Association. If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder.
Back here in Caledonia as we start the second half, Warriors get the ball first, and right away a three-pointer from the left corner taken by Garrett Coons, but it's off no good. But the Warriors get another offensive board, and that's been a little bit of a problem here tonight as well. Let me tell you, Ethan Stendel, now that Caledonia's down on my end of the court, they got me down on the end here. I can really see how big these guys are. And Stendel missed a shot there, so actually the Warriors miss a couple. Eagles get it, and now a foul at the other end on Caledonia, their first here in this half. Ethan Stendel is He'll play football at the University of Minnesota. He's already signed, sealed, and delivered there. And man, oh man, I'll tell you what, I can see why. He is a specimen here. He was just by us here on our table at the end of the quarter. He's 6'4 senior, but he is built. And a good basketball player, too, but football's his game. And there's a runner by Hines. No good, but Burr is there for the putback. And 16 points now for Wyatt Burr. 58-28 the score now. And the Warriors have it. Left side, Klug. Around to Mason King. He'll fire up another long three. Did it over Hines, and it is good. So Mason King reminds me a lot of, what was the kid's name that played for Waseca? That guy could make anything with guys hanging on him. Mason King reminds me a little of that, and I don't know why I can't think of it now, a few years back. But there's a drive by Zach Trio, lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover number 15 on Maple River, and here come the Warriors again. Mason King into the front court. Left wing, three-pointer is good. That one by Klug. And he's got 14 in the game now. 64-28 on the Tailwind Group scoreboard. Maple River with the ball out on top. Bergman has it. Over to the right side. Davis hits the three. And Cole Davis with 9 points. His third three of the game. 64-31. Couple minutes into the second half. Another three. No good by Mason King this time. And that one went out of bounds. Nobody touched it. It'll belong to Maple River. So the Eagles will inbound back court. Klug is coming out. And let's see who checked in for the Warriors. It was Ben Stemper. So Eagles have it. Inside Trio out to the left wing. Three-point shot put up there by Avery Bergman is no good. And the rebound off for the Warriors. Ahead to Mason King right side. King over to the other side to Stemper. Back out left side. Coons drives into the lane. Scoops one underneath, but it won't go in. Rebound off for Maple River. And the Eagles back the other way. Hines into the front court. Left side, Trio. Trio on the dribble, trying to pass it back to the top, and it's a steal again by Garrett Coons and knocked away. And will stay Warrior ball in the corner. So the Warriors will put it in. Ben Stemper will inbound it. 64-31. Warriors with the lead. Inbounded to Mason King. Over toward the left side. Grant King with it. Back to Mason. He drives up the middle of the lane. His shot no good. And Trio comes away with it for Maple River. A lot of traffic there on the drive by King that time. Here's Bergman for three from the left side again. That's off no good. And a battle on the floor for it. And it's going to be a jump ball, I believe. Well, nope. Eagles called a timeout, and I think it'll be their possession. 14:41 to go, 64-31. It's all Caledonia on the Tailwind Group scoreboard. Back in a moment.
Get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
Revocable Living Trust, Health Care Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
There was a Klug that played.
Okay. Back here in Caledonia, 64-31 and 14:41 left to go here in the ball game as the Eagles inbound after the timeout. And Hines has it on the left wing, dribbles around to the top, over to Trio. Trio drives in front, now spins back, shoots. Oh, his shot rims out, though, and the rebound off for Caledonia. And here come the Warriors off to Mason King. King drives in, and his shot no good. Again in traffic. And goes off of Maple River underneath. It'll belong to Caledonia. So Mason King will inbound it. And he gets it into Ethan Stemper. Stemper against Burr. Back out. Three-pointer. Good again by Mason King. What a stroke he's got. It's a thing of beauty. 29 now for King. Mason King and the Eagles back with it. Burr working hard underneath against Stemper, and he gets the bucket. Wyatt's had a decent game, some real power buckets underneath for him. He's got 18, and it's 67-33. Caledonia ball out on top. Mason King again, and drives left side. A whistle and a foul on Maple River. '69-33. King's going to go to the line. Did he make the bucket on that? He might have. It was a Maple River foul. Each team has one team foul now. We're down to 13:38 now left to go in the game. Yeah, he did. That shot counted. So King gets the bucket, chance for the three-point play, and it is good. I have Mason King for 32 now, if that's right. 70-33. And Eagles have the ball. Right side Trio on top, Bergman. Around to the left side, to the corner, Hines. And into the lane, and a whistle, a foul, as Trio catches the pass in there and is pushed from behind. And I think it was Ben Stemper that got him. Second foul on the Warriors. Zeke Gengler coming back into the game now. And Grant King will take a quick break. And Maple River inbounds from underneath. Into Burr. Burr backing his way. Tries to get a reverse layup there around Garrett Coons. No good, but the rebound to Maple River. Back out to Hines. Runner left baseline. No good. And a two-shot foul, though, coming here for Hines as he is fouled on the play. And so Tyler Hines to the line to shoot two for Maple River. And his first free throw on the way, good. First point of the afternoon for Tyler. And the second free throw on the way is off, no good. Rebound grabbed by Noah Trepto, who's in there now for the Warriors. And Warriors have the ball. Mason King drives into the lane, stumbling shot up again, no good. And the rebound off for Maple River on the break the other way. Bergman up on the left side, back out, and Trio is tripped to foul there by Noah Trepto, who's in the game now. I got to say something. Noah Trepto is a 6'6 senior, and he barely gets a sniff of a, you know, to play here in Caledonia, but that kid would be a stud on a lot of teams, I'm pretty sure. That's the talent that they have here. Timeout is called. 12:46 to go. 70-34 on the Tailwind Group scoreboard. Caledonia leads. Back in a minute.
If you're looking to update your kitchen or bathroom, KS Designs of Mapleton is here to help. Kyle Seberg and John Franek can create the perfect custom design for you. They're available to measure projects or meet at the showroom anytime, including evenings and weekends. The KS Design showroom has several displays of cabinetry for kitchens and baths, plus vanities, countertops, and more. Take home samples and see how your project will look with computer-generated drawings. Call 507-317-5714 for an appointment today with KS Designs of Mapleton. Don't let your engine slow you down. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they have the Senex Premium Lubricants you need to keep your operation running smoothly. Looking for storage solutions? They've got that too. With diverse bulk storage offerings, they can find something tailored for your needs. Plus, they'll deliver lubricants straight to your door. Don't miss the oil and grease sale now through February 28th. Save big on all oil, grease products, and bulk oil storage. Stop by one of the New Way K&H Cooperative locations today or visit them online at newway-knh.com.
Eagles inbound. Davis missed a three from the corner. And on the break to the other end, Mason King missed a three-pointer. And then the Eagles get the rebound. And a shot right side, no good there by Wyatt Burr, but it's tipped out by Caledonia. And so the Eagles will inbound from underneath. Substitutions made here during the stoppage of play again. 12-12 to go. Warriors lead 70-34 on the Tailwind Group scoreboard, and Eagles inbound. On top, Bergman with it around to Burr, who's way out on the perimeter. Now backs his way into the lane. Back out, three-pointer Davis. Good from the right side. Cole Davis with 12 points now. 11:50 left to go here in the ball game. Warriors have the ball. Left side. Mason King with it again. Dumps it underneath. Shot up no good by Garrett Coons, but a foul on Maple River. And that'll be their second team foul. Two-shot foul here, though, as Garrett Coons will go to the line to shoot two. And here comes the first free throw for Coons. That one on the way and good. Garrett with 9 points here on the afternoon for Caledonia. And the second free throw coming. And he gets to double figures with that one. 10 points for Coons. 72-37. That is exactly 35 points, so very much likely we could have running clock when we hit the 9-minute mark here. Maple River ball, unless they can get a little something going here. Burr drives down to the baseline and a whistle. Another foul, is it? It is on Caledonia, their fifth team foul now. So it'll be Maple River ball underneath, inbounded to Burr. He's going to try a three from the top, no good. And the rebound off for the Warriors. Grant King into the front court. Left side, Mason King, and he hits another one. And Mason now with 35 here today for Caledonia. Round to the left side, Maple River ball, Bergman. Dribbles around to the top. And Burr has it stolen away from him by Klug. And Klug is fouled from behind by Burr after the steal. And that could have been knocked Klug awkwardly there, but he's fine here as he'll go to the line to shoot two. And looks like what are we doing here? Oh, we got something on the floor. Is that it? Towels coming out. Both teams have gone over to their benches here, so we'll figure it out. 10:57 left to go in the game on the Tailwind Group scoreboard. 75-37, Caledonia leads. Back in a moment.
At the Soda Group True Real Estate, we're committed to providing our clients with the best possible experience in any real estate transaction. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, see me, team leader Tara Garbus, or any of the Soda Group, including Amy, Kaylee, Jen, Megan, and Kaylee. If you have any questions about your real estate needs, call 507-327-6370 to make an appointment or check out any of our Facebook pages. The Soda Group True Real Estate, your hometown real estate professionals serving all of Southern Minnesota.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed Brand's top-performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise to all of them. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, Delavan, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed Brand.
All right, Reed Klug at the line, missing both free throws, and Maple River on the rebound. They were just wiping up some moisture on the floor is what the break was there. Now Bergman with the drive up the left side of the lane, but his shot rims out, no good. And here come the Warriors again into the front court, and a travel call. Klug took too many steps there before he got the pass off. And it goes back to Maple River. 75-37. Caledonia leading on the Tailwind Group scoreboard. 10:30 left to go in the game. And Hines into the front court for Maple River. Off to Yonke, who's in there now. Yonke hands it off to Hines. Back on top, Bergman. And his pass to the left wing, stolen by Mason King. Dishes over. And the shot missed by Klug. But Mason's there to clean it up. And another bucket for him. 37 now for Mason King here this afternoon. 10 minutes to go in the game. And the Eagles with the ball. Left side. Bergman has it. Gets it to the corner for Hines. Hines underneath. Yonke open, and he lays it in. 8 points now for Augie Yonke. 77-39. The Warriors have the lead. Left side. That's Coons back to Grant King. Back to Coons. Spinning move right in front of the lane. Beautiful job by Garrett Coons there. He's got a dozen. And it's 79-39 now. 9:20 left to go in the ball game. And we'll have running clock here in about 15 seconds as the Eagles are down by 40. Here's a drive and a shot no good by Tyler Hines, but he is fouled on the play. And Tyler's going to get a couple free throws here for Maple River. 79-39 on the Tailwind Group scoreboard. All Caledonia with 9:10 left to go. And here's the first free throw. Good by Hines. 2 points for him on the afternoon. Substitutions. Noah Trepto back in for the Warriors. And Zeke Gingler's in there as well. And the second free throw good by Hines. And the Warriors have it. We have hit the 9-minute mark now. So running clock here from here on out, unless Maple River can close in. Here's a pass in. Stendel shoots. No good. And the rebound to the Eagles. Davis at the other end. Three-pointer is good by Cole Davis. 12 points now for Cole. And there's a drive. Layup good by Grant King. 9 points for Grant now. 81-44. Maple River ball on the left side. Bergman has it. Quickly around to the right side, and a good drive there by Wyatt Burr, and he draws a foul. Chance for a three-point play. And that also was the seventh team foul on the Warriors, so the bonus will be on from here. And Wyatt Burr is going to go to the line, try to complete the three-point play. 20 points for Wyatt here on the afternoon. His free throw is good. Gives him 21. And for the Eagles, checking in now is Hayden Fox for the first time here today. Fox, a 5'10 junior. And we do have running clock here now, 81-47. Warriors with the ball. There's a drive and a shot. No good there by Gangler. Rebound to Maple River. Hines into the front court. Over to Bergman. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound tipped out. And Davis saved it, but right to Grant King. And here he comes up the floor. Picked up from behind. And now over to Coons. And he'll lay it in front. 14 now for Garrett Coons. 83-47, 7 minutes left to go. The last batch will go quick here now with the running clock here in Caledonia. Cross-court pass around to the corner. Davis open, three-pointer, no good. Rebound long, though. Davis has it again, and he gets a two-point runner in front. So let's see, what do we got for Davis here? 9-17 for Cole Davis on the day, and there's a shot underneath, good by Trepto. 4 points for him. 85-79, 6:24 left to go. Hines up with it for Maple River, down underneath. Augie Yonke gets another bucket as he got pretty good position inside there, and he's in double figures with 10. 85-51. Warriors have it. Right side, three-point shot. Good by Garrett Coons. He had a couple of those early in the game, and now he gets another one here, and the Eagles get past some pressure and down to Yonke underneath again. 12 points for Augie now. Garrett Coons has 17 after that last three. Hands it off to Grant King. Grant drives in, shot up, no good. And it's tied up on the rebound. Jump ball will go to Maple River. So Maple River will inbound, but we're going to get a whole host of changes here. Caledonia checking in some reserves here now. See, Aaron Stemper has come in, 6 foot junior. Eagles have the ball. They get it into Augie Yonke and back out to Hines, and he's tripped as he goes to the basket. A foul on the Warriors, and the bonus is on, so a 1-1 coming for Tyler Hines. .442 left to go in the game, running clock. Hines is going to go to the line. And here's his first free throw on the way. The front end of the 1-1 good. And he'll get a second shot here. 4 points for Hines today, all on free throws. Lots of substitutions coming in now. Anthony Hahn is in there. I see he's a sophomore. Second free throw good by Hines. So 88-55 the score. Jacob Klug is in the game now too. He's a sophomore. And Aaron Stemper has it on top. A whistle and a travel call there. So it goes back to Maple River. So everybody getting in for the Warriors here today. And the Eagles will inbound back court as they start to clear their bench as well. Eli Healy, 6'2 freshman, is in the game now. Carson Urban back in there. Landon Gartner is in the game. And on the left side, Hayden Fox on the dribble for the Eagles. Gets it off to Landon Gartner. Now Urban inside for Yonke. And he's stripped of the ball as he goes up with it. And the Warriors have it into the front court. On the left side, a driving shot up is no good. And that was Hahn with the shot. Rebound Maple River. Urban up right side, drives to the baseline, kicks it back out right wing. Now to Fox, around to the left side. Gartner with the shot. And that one is no good. Rebound to the Eagles, though. Back out to Urban. He shoots the three, no good. And the rebound to the Warriors. Into the front court is Stemper. Aaron Stemper gets it off for a left-handed shot put up there. That was Anthony Hahn. It comes off no good. Rebound off for Maple River. And the Eagles have it back again. Eli Healy off now again for Gartner. Landon Gartner, and a whistle. And something happened there. Missed double dribble, maybe. I'm not sure, but turnover gives it back over to Caledonia. So the Warriors have it. They'll bring it into the front court. Aaron Stemper on the dribble. Drives into the lane and now shoots in front. Can't get it to go, though. And the rebound off for the Warriors. Back out left wing. Three-point shot by Jacob Klug. No good. And the rebound to Maple River. And Carson Urban into the front court. Tried to bounce it off of one of the players that had him trapped in the corner. And it did bounce off his foot. And so Maple River will inbound from underneath. Lobbed out on top. That is, let's see, Caleb Thompson in the game now. There's a drive by Urban, and his shot off the glass, no good. Rebound to the Warriors. And once again, Aaron Stemper into the front court with it. Stemper now left side goes to Jacoby Hommel. He is a 6'3 sophomore. Kobe Hommel, and lost out of bounds on the far sideline. So Maple River gets it back. We're down to 40 seconds to go. Urban into the front court to Thompson. Round to the right side for Gartner. Back to Urban, driving, dumps it off underneath, and a bucket good by Eli Healy. And so he'll get himself in the scorebook, and the Warriors will dribble it out here as we're down to 15 seconds to go. And it'll be Aaron Stemper out on the perimeter. And this game is going to be history. And Caledonia definitely looks good. That's an 88-57 win for Caledonia over Maple River. 88-57 the final. We'll come back and wrap things up here from Caledonia in a moment.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Maggie J's, a premier restaurant and bar that offers a casual dining experience for people of all ages. Maggie J's offers breakfast and has daily lunch specials with dinner available on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Maggie J's specializes in homemade batters, sauces, and great service. They have a full menu containing a variety of American food choices. Not hungry? No problem. Maggie J's has a full-service bar. You'll find Maggie J's on Main Street in downtown Mapleton, and make sure and check their Facebook page for their daily specials.
Your hometown lumberyard, Nordis American Homes in Minnesota Lake. When building a new home or tackling a renovation or building project, Nordis is the place for you. We carry high-quality lumber and materials ready for any project. Give us a call at 800-658-7076 or stop by and visit with our team. Nordis American Homes, Highway 22, Minnesota Lake. Start your next project with Nordis.
Nordis American Homes.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Back here in Caledonia, wrapping things up here this afternoon, and we certainly can see why Caledonia is ranked third in the state and 19-2 now on the season with the win here today. They're pretty impressive. 88-57 the final score as Caledonia taken down Maple River. Let's check the Eagles scoring. Wyatt Burr led the way today. He had a pretty good game. Tough buckets inside against this very good Caledonia defense. 21 for Wyatt. Cole Davis had 17. Augie Yankee with 12 points off the bench, and Tyler Hines with 5. And then Eli Healy with a late bucket for 2. And their total of 57. Caledonia led by Mason King, 37 today. 17 for Garrett Coons, 14 for Reed Klug, 9 for Grant King, 5 for Ben Stemper off the bench, and 4 for Noah Trepto for their total of 88. That scoring's not official. I might have missed something there. King I had for 37. That is going to be close, but I'm not entirely sure that's going to be the official amount. But big day for Mason here today for Caledonia. So Caledonia goes to 19-2. Maple River falls to 11-8. Next up for us, it's girls basketball on Monday. We'll have Maple River girls on the air. They will be at Blue Earth Area. You can tune in for that one Monday night right here on 98 Country. Once again, the final, Caledonia 88, Maple River 57. Thanks to Reese back at the station running the controls today. I'm Randy Allen. And the Tailwind Group scoreboard not going in the Maple River favor here today, but we kind of figured that may be the case. 88-57, again the final. I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Maple River Basketball here on KBW. Today's game has been brought to you by the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, by Bash CRT Insurance of Amboy and Mapleton, Craig Heine, your pioneer dealer of Delavan, by KS Designs of Mapleton, D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal and Truman, the United Hospital District, M&M Insurance of Mapleton and Wells, TS Construction of Easton, Channel Seed of South Central Minnesota, the Maple River Boys Basketball Association, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, the Soda Group True Real Estate serving Southern Minnesota, Nordis American Homes of Minnesota Lake, State Line Cooperative, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Maggie J's Restaurant and Bar of Mapleton, Kilty's Market of Mapleton, Caduce Tire of Mapleton, New Way K&H Cooperative, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, and by BMB Construction of Good Thunder.
Serving Highway 169 and Interstate 90.
Of KBW Sports.
Nothing in its path it didn't take down, except the Baptist church and a ball field. Then they rebuilt. Talk about tough people. She was 4 years old when they got the news. It was in her little lungs. It was stage 2. Mama's been everywhere. every night by her bed, and Daddy shaved his head. Talk about tough people. There were plenty of times she could have gave up, but she did. Now she fought like hell till she rang that bell in Memphis. Oh, there's a whole lot of bad in the world out there. Oh, and it's hard to keep going when it don't seem fair. Keep on fighting when your back's against the wall. Keep on getting back up when you fall. Keep on keeping your head held high, 'cause good beats evil, and tough times make tough people. It's a single mom working two jobs a day, and a farmer barely getting by needing rain. It's a grandma waiting tables working through the pain. It's a cop on a call running in gun drawn, 'cause a shooter's in a school. Off somewhere to keep us all free, came back in a box with a flag on it. It's home, don't it? Talk about tough people. Man, talk about some tough people.
It's new from Drew, 98 Country, Drew Baldridge with Tough People. Monday, from 3 until 5, it's the celebration of the opening of the new City Hall in Blue Earth. You'll take the tour, meet the leaders, learn about exciting new projects shaping the future of Blue Earth. There'll be light refreshments served during the event, a brief program from city leaders. This will be a great opportunity to tour the new City Hall. That's Monday afternoon, 3 to 5, 201 East 7th Street. We hope to see you there.
Hi, welcome to IKEA. How can I help you?
My schedule is crazy. I just want some me time.
We could all use a sanctuary from stress. Why not turn your bedroom into the place to decompress with our selection of comfortable beds, pillows, decor, mood lighting, and so much more. Every time you step in there, it's nothing but me time. I mean, you time.
Sounds like a dream.
Here to make your me time dreams come true. Visit us in-store or at ikea-usa.com/sleep to create a comfy, blissful bedroom today.
As of 9 a.m. this morning, our EV trucking company is officially in operation.
Andrew, zero-emission trucks are driving the transportation category forward.
We'll make driving safer, easier, and less stressful.
Now our technology needs to keep up with demand.
He needs to put pedal to the metal on hiring more software engineers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go Nug Max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, select a request $2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
The only station that matters.
We're breaking in. Three. With new country.
98 country.
Girl, I always pictured it'd be pouring down rain. With old Hank singing some song about trains.
Riverside love song.
working on midnight, me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn, hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night, but come on now, we're running out.
It's new from Sam Hunt. It's called Country House. My name is John Glenn. Thanks for being here this weekend. Now, if you're thinking about getting a pet for the family, keep this in mind. When it comes to pets, we're talking dogs and cats here. The average medical expense for a pet, this is coming from a pet insurance company, the average family spends $2,085 in medical expenses on a pet every year.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by...
Hi, this is Kelly inviting you into the Farmer's Daughter's Kitchen. If you love comfort food, check out our daily specials on Facebook. We serve hot, fresh comfort food with a little bit of sass. Call us at 507-526-2120. Give us a try. You're sure to fall in love with the Farmer's Daughters in Blue Earth.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Paul Frombly, and here's your 98 Country forecast. Lows level off around 31 tonight under overcast skies, winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 50. Overcast skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 24. Cloudy skies expected and dry Monday and Tuesday, low 30s, Monday, low 20s by Tuesday. Right now, 34.
Hey, we love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
Now, more hot country favorites on 98.1 FM.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Trucks circled up around a farm fire. Keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work card. So the ones pushing that needle in the red and a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for you. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt old beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Trucks circled up around a farm fire. Couldn't paint last month and turning earth into dust clouds. Well, yeah, it's been too long this month.
let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Burn me one too many times. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a liar.
The only station you need for today's country, 98 Country.
Don't you hate hearing that clock on the wall chiming, saying it's time, and don't you just wish we could stay right here together all day long? You know it wouldn't be a crime if we crawled back in the bed, got as close as we could get, tried to figure out where this thing is going. Baby, baby, don't you say you're leaving. Why don't you stay a little bit longer? Got it going on, and I just can't believe it. This feeling, it just keeps getting stronger. If you gotta go, you gotta know I might go crazy here without you, baby, reliving every kiss. You ain't leaving me like this, it just ain't right. And waiting till tonight to light another flame, you know it would.